Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, and it might not have been lost on you that we did not do a Valentine's Day Inspector Gadget special this year. I will tell you why. Because I still haven't recovered from Christopher Lim's Valentine's Day suggestion of cloud storage from, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago. So we will never have another Valentine's Day special on Inspector Gadget.
Why would you do that? Deprive our listeners of the top cloud storage options. They're always routers, okay? If you don't want cloud storage, they're always routers to recommend to our listeners, Clarissa.
Because a quick survey of every female I have ever known, basically all unanimously went, what was he on that day?
Fine. I maintain that everyone needs a good router. Everyone can benefit from cloud storage. However, the stuff we're talking about today
is much cooler.
Easy to connect to. Yeah, phones, right? Because everyone can connect with a phone. Yeah,
Much cooler.
We're talking about three different model ranges. The first is the Samsung Galaxy S22 family. And of course, that's hotly anticipated every year, because that is Samsung's flagship phone range. Mm-hmm. There is the Google Pixel 6 family, the two models there. Again, that was also very hotly anticipated because whenever Google launches a phone, you know, everyone's curious to see how Google sees the Android experience, because that is like pure Android without anyone customizing it for their brand. And we have Oppo's Reno 7 5G, which is basically this is the more affordable non-pro version. So I'd call this a very affordable, solid, lower mid-range phone. Three different kinds of Android phones, three different price brackets.
So shall we start with what is perceived to be the most expensive option?
We should start with the Samsung Galaxy S22 family. There are three different sizes, models. There's the S22, there's the S22 Plus with a substantially bigger screen. And then there's the S22 Ultra 5G, which is the best, the biggest screen, the fastest everything, and the most storage options. So price ranges from $1,178 for the lowest storage option for the basic S22. Okay, that's just a 6.1-inch screen with 128 GB of memory. It goes all the way up to just a feather under $2,000, $1,998 for half a terabyte of storage for the S22 Ultra 5G with a very big 6.8-inch screen. But actually, the biggest takeaway, right, about this launch, the Galaxy S line really puts to rest the old Note line, because the S22 comes with an S Pen stylus, essentially making it a Galaxy Note replacement for those fans of the Note range, which is really RIP, no new Notes. It's pretty much unified now, because it used to be two lines. You'd be a Note person, you know, if you wanted to use a stylus, or you'd be, you know, the S person. And now it's just one flagship family. So the S22 family comes with a stylus, whether or not you want to use it. So to me, that's particularly notable.
Okay, now we move on to the Google Pixel 6. Now, can I say, because it was a Google product, I expected it to be maybe $700. So I was actually surprised, shocked, whatever, that it was the price point that it's at.
It is surprise, a combination of shock and surprise.
Yes, that was.
Instinctive, right? No, I know what you're saying, Clarissa, but I think the reason why it's slightly higher price, I mean, and still a huge deal, is that previous Pixel models have been more mid-range contenders, whereas I think the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro, especially the Pro, are actually bona fide flagship products and are a great value when compared against other flagships. One of the main differences between the 6, which is $999, and 6 Pro is the camera. The 6 Pro comes with a telephoto lens, equivalent to, you know, several times optical zoom. And the Pixel 6 only has wide and ultra wide, doesn't have the zoom lens. One thing to note for our listeners too is, okay, I guess a caveat is there is no facial recognition, there's no face unlock. You only have a fingerprint sensor for the Google Pixel 6 and 6 Pro. So that's a caveat. Also, I should say that storage-wise, so the prices I gave, 1 to 8 GB, the Pixel experience isn't really for people who want a huge, huge storage. Yeah, you want to rely on Google Drive. You want Google Photos to back up to the cloud so they don't end up cluttering your phone. If you want a lot of onboard storage, again, not so much for you, maybe. So that's another caveat.
So you managed to slip in cloud storage in there again.
Clarissa, that's because that's how unavoidable it is. That's how embedded it is into our experience. Because who really has enough storage these days?
I actually don't see the big storage or the lack thereof on a phone a big deal, because I think all of us really do actually use cloud storage.
Whoa, you said it. You see, I was waiting.
I wouldn't want it for Valentine's Day, mind you.
What better way to say that I care, you know, rather than to say, you know, I don't want your phone.
How about a Chanel handbag? Also storage of a different kind.
With a Chanel handbag, when it overflows, right, cannot be shifted to cloud storage, okay?
However, we have one more phone.
I'm going to zoom past you. Yeah, I'm going to zoom past you and talk about those folks who are looking at a sub-$1,000 option. The Oppo Reno 7 5G.
I know you like the earlier iterations of this phone. Do you like this one as well?
Yes. So it comes with a very nice balance in terms of features, you know. Good camera, good screen. So overall, unless you are very, very demanding in this particular aspect of your usage, you might not notice the lower specs compared to the, you know, Pixel 6 Pro or the Samsung Galaxy S22. So 799 for 8 GB of RAM and for storage, crucially 256 GB of storage.
So you actually did bring three very different price point phones with different highlights, and all three of them sound pretty good.
Yes, and remember, if you're just going to shop by specs, it's very hard. Shop by the features, yeah.
All right, there's advice for you from our resident Inspector Gadget, shop by features. This has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor from the Business Times, on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.